Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for a new day. And we thank you, Father God, as myself and Danita just share of the great wonders. We've learnt a bit about this psalm. And we thank you, Father God, that we trust this will motivate and each and every one of our believing family to also be inspired by this psalm. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, Danita, you can start.
Studies have shown that almost every verse in the Psalm 119 mentions God's word in various ways.
Yeah, and the Masor writes, they were students of God's word from the 6th to the 10th century. They said it was just one verse that they questioned. But later on, other guys, started questioning that. But so now we can at least say there is 171 of the 176 verses is basically me mentioning the word of God.
Yeah, we're going to just talk about 8 basic words that we find there. The first one is the word law or Torah. It is found 25 times and it means to teach or direct. It's God's written revelation to us.
Yeah, and there's not just the 8, eh? There's about 15, but so we're just going to be mentioning the 8. Another word,
a word for word is word.
Another word, yeah, that they use for the word is Dabar, and that's 24 times, and that's God's revealed word, spoken or written.
And the third one is judgments. We see it 23 times, and we read about it in verse 7, Shafat, and it means rules by which things should be regulated.
And then another word is testimonies. It's written 23 times, and it's a witness. Testimony is a witness, and of the loyalty and the goodness of God.
The fifth one is commandments. We see it 23 times, and it's the right to give orders.
And then there's the sixth one is statutes, and that's 21 times it's written. And statutes is something that can be engraved. It's a written and authority and power of his word.
The seventh one is precepts, and we find it 21 times. Specifically, verse 4, we read of the particular instructions as one who cares.
And then again, there's the word they use is word, but it's in a different form. And this is, it's in the Hebrew, it's Imram. And that's 19 times. And it's a spoken, commanded, promised word.
We see there are a few famous people. There should be many people who memorized this whole psalm, but we will name a few of them who memorized all 176 verses. The first one that we know of is John Ruskin. He was a British writer in the 19th century.
And then there's interesting William Wilberforce. He was the leader who brought about the abolishment of the slave trade in the British Empire.
Henry Martin was the pioneer missionary to India.
And then also David Livingstone, pioneer missionary to Africa.
And then there's Matthew Henry. In the 19th century, he's a Bible commentator. His dad?
Yeah, now, interesting was this Matthew Henry. His dad, Philip Henry, got him and his brother to read a verse of Psalm 119 every day. So they would read it through in a year. And his words to them were, this will bring you to love other scriptures. And look at this now. He truly got to love the scriptures. 200 years later, we are still using Matthew Henry commentary.
And then there was a man named George Wishart.
And he took the name of us. There was another guy with the same name a century before who was condemned to death for his faith. And
the custom was that they can choose a psalm to sing before they were executed, and you know that he chose Psalm 119.
Yeah, and so two-thirds...
Before two-thirds was finished.
The song was finished, a pardon arrived from the king. So that psalm saved him. Yeah, if they sang any other psalm in that day, he would have killed him, eh? So praise God. So we see that that long psalm has even saved lives, literally. Mm-hmm. we trust you enjoyed that. It was interesting and encouraging for us now to read the psalm and also get value out of it. And so through the centuries, people have got so much value. Powerful people have been called by God or just formed by God through and instructed and motivated by God through the psalm. So we trust we're going to enjoy it right to the end.
Thank you, Lord, for working in us and giving us the desire to learn more about your word, to have a love for your word, because you are the living word, and it will give life to us and life in abundance.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.